Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
At the end of September, this happened at the Berlin Marathon.
Through the Brandenburg Gate and into the glorious Berlin sunshine for Tigis da Seifa. A few metres to go, still no smile, still that focus, and the world record is hers, and look at the clock! 2 hours, 11:52.
And then, at the start of October, this happened in Chicago.
He's waving to the crowd, kisses. An amazing effort by Kelvin Kiptum for a new world record at the Chicago Marathon.
So what is happening? Has the human race evolved and become faster? Or are these amazing athletes getting a boost from their super shoes? Former Olympian David Gillick is getting into the marathon thing himself and is here now to talk super shoes. And he's even brought a pair in with him.
I have. I've got my super shoes, the Asics Metaspeeds. And everything you alluded to there, like, I think all road race world records have been broken within the last kind of couple of years. In 2019 was when the super shoes really kind of came to the fore. And as a result of that, as you mentioned there, the times have just been getting faster and faster. Now, there's a lot of variables in this, okay? So it's not like throw on the shoes and you're going to just completely annihilate your personal best. There's a lot of people are trying to kind of grasp what is going on and how much a pair of shoes can have in terms of impact for an individual athlete. And there's a couple of studies and they haven't definitively come up and go, okay, you throw on the shoes and you're going to run like 5%, 6% faster. It's actually quite a swing. It can go up to nearly 11% of an increase. Okay,
so wow.
Yeah, it's massive. Or it can actually be a negative impact. It all comes down to the individual. So you might throw on these shoes and have a massive impact. I might throw them on and it could actually be negative to me, but we could throw on, say, Nike's version or Adidas version and you could get an impact. I may not. Swap them. I might get an impact and you may not.
So describe what you're holding in your hand there.
So all the brands, if you kind of go back to 2019, Nike were the first to market with what was so-called the super shoes. What makes them super is that the technology in the shoe now, all the foams that you have in the sole of a running shoe have all kind of just, they've got better. So there's more return. So when you hit the ground, the foams are far better that you're getting more propulsion back. Okay. So running economy. So basically you're using less oxygen and stuff like this when you're running because the shoes are better. You're getting more.
So it's like a spring.
Exactly. Okay. And furthermore, in the shoe, they have carbon fiber now. So there's a carbon fiber plate, they call it. So the way I kind of best describe it is like, imagine like a dessert spoon. So when you're running, the spoon hits the ground and just propels you a little bit forward. So it's more rigid and it just gives you more back in return, okay? So Nike were first to market with this in 2019. It kind of like open people's eyes, so whoa, this is massive. You had Eliud Kipchoge, the Kenyan athlete. He ran in a kind of artificial setting. So basically, it was a race for him to try and break 2 hours. That was a whole marketing ploy. So the first human to run sub 2 hours for a marathon. He didn't do it, but then subsequent years, he has done it. But they ran in the artificial setting. It wasn't a race. He ran in delta formation with people breaking the wind. And it was all scientifically proven that, okay, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. And he wore the super shoes. So people got really behind this. No other brand had actually copped on to this technology. They were first to market. Suddenly, you know, World Athletics were like, oh, what's all this? What's all this? So that shoe became the benchmark of what you could do. So you can only put one carbon fiber plate in the shoe and the stack height, so the height of the foams could only be, or I think it has to be less than like, I think it's like 38 millimeters. So think of your high heels, 38 millimeters. It's quite chunky, okay?
Yeah, I was going to say, they look like they have a bit of a platform.
They have a bit of a platform. And that's what all these foams and stuff, and also how...
Is that fair?
Well, this is the question, okay? So 2019... Then they became kind of mass market. Anyone can wear them. All other elite athletes started wearing them and times got quicker. Like all the marathon records, 5Ks, 10Ks, all the road races all got faster.
So they're definitely making a difference.
They're definitely making a difference to how much for an individual athlete. It's still hard to kind of pinpoint. Okay, so they're in theory, yes, they're having a major impact. And that technology is now coming into spikes that you see in the Olympic Stadium and the World Athletic Stadium. And that is having an impact in terms of world records and times that athletes are running. Now, granted, I'm not taking nothing away from the athletes. You still have to work really, really hard, train really hard. And now all the brands have kind of caught up. So that's why Kiptum there, you mentioned the lad who broke the world record in Chicago, he was wearing Nike's version. And then the female world record was broke in Adidas's latest kind of evolution of the super shoe. She broke it. And the other thing about the Adidas ones, they're the lightest ones. Okay. So again, the lighter the shoe, per 100 grams, they reckon, will give you about a 1% increase in running economy, which means essentially you could run faster.
So have you run in these shoes?
Absolutely.
And do you notice a difference?
I do. Yeah, I've worn, so I'm wearing the ASICS Metaspeed Sky. So that's the kind of latest ASICS version. These retail about €250.
What?
Yeah, €250. Now that's actually all right. So Nike and Adidas latest one is about $500. And they say,
no.
Yeah, and they say it only, you only wear them once.
So, what do you mean you only wear them
once? You only wear them once. That's
why?
It. Big, whatever way they're made, you know, to get the benefit out of them, they're fresh out of the box, you wear them. And that's
hang
it.
On, surely athletes aren't buying a new pair of runners every week.
Well, you'd be surprised, okay, because elite-wise, they're probably sponsored and stuff like that. But you will have, now, in fairness, the Adidas version, I don't think it's going to be kind of released to the mass market. There's probably only going to be a couple of hundred made. But in terms of like Nike's Vaporflies, Alphaflies, things like that, yeah, you can go in and
so
buy
them.
So
they're a single-use shoe?
Well, no, they're a little bit more kind of... more, you know, common to wear. But again, I only wear these when I'm doing any races. So Dublin Marathon next week, I'll be wearing them. I wore them in the half marathon. I've only probably worn these about three times.
So you don't train in them?
No, I don't.
Okay.
They're not an everyday trainer. Like these are, you know, as you can see, they're nice and clean. They still smell fresh. These are important to me, okay?
So they only get put on the foot for the big day?
For the big day.
Okay, fair enough. I suppose... A question a lot of people are going to be wondering is, are they legal? Like, are they legal to race in for the Olympics or for other big events?
And this caused a lot of debate a couple of years ago. A lot of people were saying, hang on, like, it go back kind of about a decade in swimming, they had the same issue where they had these kind of Teflon suits that swimmers would wear. And they kept the swimmers higher in the water, which there was more buoyancy. Yeah. So they were able to kind of swim faster. World Swimming banned them. Not allowed. It's a competitive advantage. No, it's not happening.
So surely these are a competitive
Well, this
advantage.
Was the whole debate, okay? That, hang on a second, these shouldn't be allowed to be worn. World Athletics then ratified the shoe, essentially making it, okay, you're allowed to have one carbon plate in the shoe and the minimum height can be 40 millimetres. I think it's about 40. Okay, so that's the benchmark. So no, you can't have two carbon plates in it. You can't go higher than that. That's the benchmark. And then a lot of people are saying, well, hang on, maybe this is the watershed moment for the sport, that this is year zero in terms of world records. Because a lot of world records were been broken and people were like, hang on a second, this is obviously having a huge impact. But they didn't. So there is a bit of debate. And every time someone runs fast now, they question, okay, well, like go back a couple of years. So in the women's world record, Paula Radcliffe, off the top of my head, I can't remember when she broke it, but you're talking about a decade or so, or even longer. People are saying, well, what would she have ran in the super shoes? So this is all the debate. So people are, technically, yes, they are legal because they've been ratified by World Athletics. They're the governing body globally. But there is a lot of people kind of saying, well, hang on, you know.
But in a race, right, if you're there and you're racing, even if it was just you and one other person, and you got the shoes on, you got the super shoes, and they don't.
Yeah, you arguably, yes, you have an advantage. But what I will say, and for me coming from a sprinting background into this kind of endurance world and doing a couple of road races around Ireland, even including park runs and stuff like that, everybody's wearing super shoes.
Everybody?
You want to see it, yeah. Honest to God. Every start line, regardless whether you're kind of like an elite or whether you're a recreational, an awful lot of people are going out and buying these shoes and spending a lot of money from your park runs all the way up to marathons.
And you're talking about like what, minimum 250 quid?
Yeah, minimum, yeah. I'd say for a carbon, off the top of my head, I'm not sure the cheapest carbon plated shoe, but it'll definitely be 200 upwards.
I just don't think I could spend 250 quid in a runner.
But you'd probably wear them on one pair of shoes and you only wear them once, would you?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I just... But
I think
for the professionals, get it. But I'd love to know if there are people listening who are, you know, just a recreational park runner and they feel, listen, I'm a little bit competitive. I'm going to get myself a super shoe and see if anybody notices.
You say next week, whatever it is, 20,000 people on the road to Dublin. An awful lot of people will be wearing shoes that will cost of upwards of €200.
Like that? That blows my mind. It really blows my mind. And I even the pictures of people winning races, like in this clip here.
Through the Brandenburg Gate and into the glorious Berlin sunshine for Tigis da Seifa. A few metres to go, still no smile, still that focus. And the world record is hers. And look at the clock, 2 hours, 11:52.
So at the end of that, right?
Yeah.
She takes off the shoe, puts it up above her head, and starts kissing it.
Yeah.
So if that doesn't say that the shoe helped.
Yeah, and you know what? That was her first marathon this year. She was a former 800 meter athlete and has progressed and everything like that. And it's phenomenal. Now, in fairness, like, she's probably, well, she is an Adidas athlete. So she's putting it up here and getting it on the TVs
yeah,
and all
I know.
That. But I think she has come out and said the shoe has been amazing. And again, that shoe, I think they've put what they call a rocker in it, right? This sounds crazy, but when your foot hits the ground, it's kind of rocking you forward. So the way the sole of the shoe is actually manufactured, it's a bigger kind of, as you come to the forefoot of the shoe, there's a drop off. So it's actually like...
It's like a
rocking
power up in the video game.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is, yeah? And like I said at the very start, in terms of the research, it's still undefined as the quantity. Like, Nike refers to market and they call the shoe the 1%, okay? Because they...
It's not as good as Super Shoe.
No, it's not, right? But the next version was next percent because they actually couldn't quantify the benefit of it.
Okay.
It was that big.
Now, I'm a very slow runner, so I could do with a pair of these. I can run like a long distance, but I'm very, very slow.
It doesn't matter. You're out doing it. That's the main thing.
Yeah, exactly. But I could do it with a Super Shoe. But at the other end of the scale, I have to ask, have you ever heard of the trend of people who are just running in no shoes at all?
Yeah, barefoot running. Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, like that craze kind of, it was off a book, Born to Run, where a guy, I think, kind of basically studied, like, you know, all the runners in Kenya. And obviously they were all, a lot of them were in their bare feet. So he was like, well, what makes them so good? Essential kind of, you know, essentially came off the back of that going, we all need to be running in our bare feet. And a lot of people did. I remember sitting in Marley Park one day and a lad passed me in his bare feet. And I was there thinking, going, good luck to him when he gets to the stony bits, you know.
I see people regularly.
Yeah.
I live near the coast and I regularly see people running in their bare feet and I think they're bonkers.
Yeah, well, again, it's just kind of like, you know, everything that's on the pad and glass and all the rest of it, dog poo and all that sort of stuff. But there is a bit of like the kind of research behind it is about how your foot kind of hits the ground. So like, you know, we've evolved without shoes and then suddenly we're wearing shoes.
Sure.
Now, the debate now is like, would that be more beneficial than a pair of Super Shoes? Absolutely not. The Super Shoes are going to win all day long. But from a biomechanical standpoint, so the way your feet move and hit the ground, they would say that if you can do it barefooted, it can kind of reduce injuries and maybe make you more
what
efficient.
You're saying is we need the Super Shoe.
I'm wearing Super Shoes. Placebo effect. Even if it don't work, I'm wearing them.
David Gillick, thanks for coming in to talk about Super Shoes. Do you have them? Would you buy them? Text me in on 51552 and whatever way you run it, Super Shoes or no Super Shoes, whatever, don't banjax yourself doing the marathon, David, okay? Please.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.